All right, Daf Lamed Vav, Thursday's Daf. Yesterday we introduced the idea of the Seicher, who's paying a masker. The Seicher now turns around and lends it for free to a Shoyl. So the Shoyl has more responsibilities to the Seicher than the Seicher has to the Mafkid, in which case it could come out that the Seicher might make money off this deal if there's an Einus. And we had a Machlokes Tanaim how to deal with that. We're up to the bottom line now on Lamed Hamed Beis, Omer of Yirmiya. We're going to discuss the Chiyuvei Karbonus in reference to the Shvuas. The one rule you need to know to understand this is that if a person makes a Shvua that has no financial implication to anybody in question, then you'll bring a carbon chatas. Whereas if there's financial implications, then you bring a carbon oshim. That's an overly simplistic mahalach to help us understand this next gemara. So Omer of Yirmiya, bottom line, pavim shishtein b'chatas. There are times when both the soicher and the shoyl are going to be mukhiv to bring a carbon chatas for making a false shvua, moving over to Amud Aleph. And pavim shishnein b'osh, and there are sometimes both of them will be chayv to bring a carbon oshim. And likewise, pavim shasoicher b'chatas v'ashoyl b'oshim, and pavim shasoicher b'oshim v'ashoyl b'chatas. All four flavors are shaykh, and Hakeit said, how is this going to be worked out? So Zok the Gemara, Kfiris, Mamain is Oshem. If you're Kaifer in a financial obligation, Al Yadei Shvua, and then you're proven to be a liar, you have to bring a carbon Oshem. Bitui Sfasayim, if it's just a falsity that you're saying, then you bring a carbon chatas. Now let's explain. Pa'amim sheshnehem b'chatas. When are both the seicher and the shoyl going to be chayav a carbon chatas? Kigoyin shemesa kedarka. So this cow dropped dead. Natural causes. It moved on to a better place. Ve'omru ne'ensa. And they both made a shvua, for whatever reason, that it was ne'ensa, meaning ganovim came, al yidei einus, and that's why it's dead. So seicher benkach benkach mifter potter. Right? A seicher is always going to be potter for einsim. He's potter for gneva v'yaveda, in fact, as well. So therefore, he brings a carbon chatas because his shvuas sheker did not contribute to any chesaron of mammon. However, shoyl de ben kachu ben kachiyu v'mechayev. The shoyl in either case, because the shoyl is chayev for einsim or for gneva v'aveda, the shoyl is always going to be chayev, and therefore he has to bring, because also his shvua made no nafkamina to pater any mammon, because he was chayev anyway. The second case is pamim shishnehem ba'ashem. Both of them are going to bring a carbon ashem, meaning there will be financial implication from both of them. Kegoyin shenignava. Let's say the cow taka was stolen in real life. Va'amru mesam machmas malacha. But they said it wasn't our fault because it died mesam machmas malacha. The tarvayu kol kafri memayna. Both of them are denying their chayuvim, the hamachayvi, since both of them are chayiv, had they told the truth, because both the seicher and the shoyl are chayiv for gneva v'aveda. But for kopatri nafshayl, but since they were trying to pater themselves from their chayuvim, they will both be chayiv a carbon osham. Third case, seicher b'chatos v'shoyl ba'osham. That's kagon shemesa kedarka. The cow died naturally. But amru mesa machmas malacha. So the seicher ben kachu ben kach mifter pater. The seicher didn't change anything because he was pater whether it died because of natural causes or machmas malacha. So therefore he'll be chayiv a carbon chatos. But the shoyl depends. The machayiv mesa kedarka. He'll be chayiv by Mesa Kedarka. That's an oinus that he's chayav for. The Kapotu Nafshi by Mesa Machmas Malacha, and he tried to get out of his obligations by making this false shvua so that he'll be ba'ashim. He'll have to bring a carbon ashim. And the fourth and final case, Soicher ba'ashim v'shoel b'chatas. Where is that? That's Kegoyin shenignava. So the cow was afanemis stolen. V'amru Mesa Kedarka, and they said it died naturally. So Soicher hu d'machayav b'gneva v'yaveda v'kapotu Nafshi by Mesa Kedarka. The Soicher was trying to get out of his chiyuvim because he's chayav for gneva v'yaveda. And he said it was an oinus. But the shoel, the benkach benkach chiyuvim chayav, the shoel's chayav anyway, so therefore, or he brings a carbon chatas since his shvua wouldn't have changed anything. Now, Michael Mashmalan, once I told us that initial rule about whether or not there's going to be financial implication, Rav Yirmiya L'chayr is not telling us anything new, which the Gemara says, La'afuke, min Rav Ami, this is all coming La'afuke, a different din that Rav Ami tells us, Da'amar, kol shvua shadayonim mashbiyin, I saw any shvua that the dayonim give in Bezdin, ein chayavin aleha mishum shvua's bitui. You're not mechuyev a carbon chatas for shvua's bitui, meaning a non-patur from mammon. Shenamar, a nefesh kisijva levati besfasayim, kisijva me'atzma, only if he's being mashbiyin be on his own, meaning not by an instruction from Bezdin. So Kamash Molan comes Rav Yirmiya and says, Deloy Kerb Ami, that Enech Anami, even for a Bezdin imposed Shvua, you have to bring a carbon chatas if you do the Shvua's Bitui. Okay, that's the end of that. Now we start the Sugya of Shomer Shemusser L'Shomer. Itmar. Shomer Shemusser L'Shomer, which L'Chayr is what we've been talking about, this Seicher giving it now to a Shoyl, and the Gemara will eventually get to that, but let's start off with the basic Machalik. Shomer Shemusser L'Shomer, Rav Amr Potter, Rav Yechon Amr Chayev. Rav says you are Potter. What does Potter mean? So Rashi learns it's from any Chiev that he himself would have been putter had he watched it himself. The Ritva brings from the Meiri that you're putter mamish in Gansen, and you tak have less responsibility now, but the Ritva himself doesn't like that, and he says, if you're not mamayit in the Shmira, then you're going to be putter lagamri, but if you do go down in the level of Shmira, then you'll be chayiv more like the Rashi sheet. But here we have a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not you're going to be putter according to Rav and chayiv according to Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Abaye, letame de Rav, who says you will be putter. Loi mi boi shemer chinim shemasu l'shemer sachar, de aluye aliye l'shmirasa. You up upgraded and went up in the responsibilities, right? Because a shomer sachar is obviously more chayv than a shomer chinam. El afilu shomer sachar shemosel shomer chinam, and you went down to guri gara l'shmir asay. Still, according to Rav, you're going to be putter my taima to hamosel lebendas. I am not responsible anymore when I, the shomer, gave it to a nachah shomer. I don't care that the second shomer is even a shomer chinam. I gave it to a bendas who should take responsibility. Well, tamei der bechinan who says you're chayv, it'll be the opposite extreme. Let me buy shomer sachar shemosel shomer chinam that you went down in the responsibilities to guri gara l'shmir asay. And you've added responsibilities. Still, you'll be chayiv to Amar Le, because the Bailam can always say, "Ein Ritzayni Shei Pigdayni Biyad Acher." I don't want my pikadim being by somebody else's hands. I was makbid to only give it to you, Shomer A, and you have no right to give it to Shomer B, even if it's Aluye Aliyeh Lishmirase. It doesn't matter. I don't want it to be by him. What might be the lumdus of whether or not you can be Shomer Shemosu L'Shomer? Reb Chaim in Hilchas Nizkei Mammon discusses whether or not Be'etzem is it shayach for a Shomer to be Masalik his own Shmirah. Can he get out of it? And that may be at the crux of the issue of whether Shomer is Mosra L'Shomer at all. Rav Svara of Deha Mosra L'Ben Das is an interesting one. The Cheshukei Chemin here has a shaila about a doctor who, after performing surgery, discovered that he left one of the implements inside the body of the patient, every surgeon's worst nightmare. And the shaila came to Reb Zilberstein whether or not should they report the doctor to the authorities. Is he Pesheya? So one of the factors over here was whether or not in the process of the surgery, are there other nurses involved who are supposed to do any kind of checking, keep a cheshbon on what instruments are being used. So in the response, Rabbi Yashiv is quoted by using the svara of Deha Masra LeBen Das to absolve the doctor of responsibility because he involved somebody else who should l'chaira have had more of an achrayas. All right, but getting back to our Gemara now, in Shita's Rav that says you're going to be putter, Amar Rav Chizda, Ha Rav La Beferishit. Rav really never said it, El Mechlala. We only learned it from an inference to Hanugi Noi. There was this case of these gardeners. Every day they would give this rake to this old woman to watch. Yumachad, one day, they gave this rake to one of their own people instead. Sometime later, the gardener heard the noise coming from a behilula, from a chasna. He went for that chasna hall, and he gave the rake to that old woman. But before he was able to go to the chasna, it all got stolen. So the gardener went to Rav, and Rav said he's Pater. Man dechaza sover, and the Talmidim that saw this all happen assumed that the reason why there was a Patur for this gardener, because Mishum Shemer Shemosel Shemer is Pater. So that's what he was doing. He was giving it away to this other woman. Velohi. It's not a raya that was how Rav knows you're Pater. Kashani Hasim dechol Yumanami inhu gufe gaba hisavta havi mifkadivu. Since the other gardeners would also give the rakes to this old woman, so you can't possibly say that in retinally shaving Deni Beyan Acher, I don't want to give it to her. She was already known to be a trustworthy Shemer, so therefore, in that particular case, that's why the gardener would be putter. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan though says you're gonna be chayiv. So Yosef Rav Ami v'ka'amr lo hashmaitza esve Rav Abba mar mamol or Rav Ami says in our Mishnah hasaycher par mechaver v'shiel liacher u'mesa kedarka yishava hasaycher shemesa kedarka v'ashel mashal leim l'saycher. That's our Mishnah that the shayel pays the saycher and the saycher is off the hook from the mafkid. Now v'em isa, if it's true that a shomer cannot be mussered to another shomer, so leim alei ein retzayin shepik deni biad acher. The mafkid over here l'chayer has a tviya on the first shomer. Who gave you the permission to lend it out? I only rented it to you. The original Bailam gave the Seicher the permission to give it to this Shail, this third party. So since it was okay, there's no Pshia on behalf of the first Shimer. If he actually had the permission, so the Shail should now go back and pay the original Bailam. So essentially now the original Bailam became the Mashil, and that Seicher only blabs like his Shliach in between. And for the Gemara, the Mish is talking about a case where the Bailam told the Seicher, you can lend it, but it's your problem, man. It's Ladaitach. And therefore, you're the mashil in this case, not me. Masiv Rami Bar Chama, Frekt Rami Bar Chama from the upcoming Mishnah on Membeis. Hamafkid Maisi Tzal Chaveirai. If you give money to your buddy to watch, Tzraran Vehefshilin Lachurav, and he puts it in a knapsack and throws it over his back, which is considered like a shtickle pshia. Umasrin Labnoyu Bita Ektanim, and he gives it to his kids to watch. Vinal Bifnam Shalikarai. He doesn't do a proper job doing the Shmira. Chayev. Shaloi Shomer Kedera Hashimer. There's an aspect of pshia here. But time of the Ektanim, it's only because the kids were small. Hagadalim, it sounds like if you gave it to another set of kids who were Gedalim or other people, he'd be putter. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that is Shemer Shemosel Shemer is Chayev, Amai. Name Alei Ein Ritzayni, Shei Pigdayni, Biad Acher. So the Chariv arrived from this mission, connected to Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rava Kol HaMafkid. If you're doing, by any case of Shmira, turning over Tamid Beis, Al Das Ishtayu Bonav Hu Mafkid. If you give something to somebody, your understanding is he's going to be able to use his own family members in the process. And therefore, it wasn't considered a case of Shemer Shemosel Shemer. Amri Nair Dai, Dekanami, it's even Meduik this way in the Mishnah, because Diktani Oy Shemosel Lebnoi Ubita Hektanim Chayev, which is Mashma Hal Lebnoi Ubita Hegdolin is putter, Mechlal Delay. So it sounds like it's only because it's your kids. But if you the neighbor's kids, it wouldn't matter if they're old or young. You'd always be chayav. The Mishnah should have just talked about whether they're katanim or gedalim. It has to do with your family or someone else's family, and that's why he'll be potter because you had das to give it to all his family members. Is going to be chayav. The halacha is shomer shemasa l'shomer is going to be chayav. That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. And you went up in the level of responsibility. You still going to be chayev my taima to amar lei at mehemet li b'shvua. Haich lei mehemet li b'shvua. I was only going to trust you with the shvua, but not this other secondary shimer. So this is Rava's spin on what seems to be the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, but he's saying a different reason. It's not the ein retzain shepik tevi aracher, but it's that I don't trust the other guy with the shvua. And Taisa speaks out with the nafkaminas between these two different ideas would be, but the bottom line is the same, that shimer shemasu l'shimer's chayev. Itmar poshaba. Let's say the shimer is paishaya when he's watching the pikadon. And because he's Pashaya, the animal escapes and goes and dies in the Agam. So Abaye Mishmei the Rabba Omar, Chayev. Even though at the end it was a Ninus. Rava Mishmei the Rabba Omar, Potter Yigami Potter, since it was Lamaisa Ninus. In Bavakama terms, this sounds a lot like Tchilasa Bepshia Vesaifa Bainus, which is what we're going to bring into this. Abaye Mishmei the Rabba Omar, Yechayev, and then he gets very emotional about it. He says, Kol Dayana, Delay Don Ki Hadina. If you don't pask in this way, then Lab Dayana, who you're not even considered a Dayan. That Lemi Boy Laman de Omar, Tchilasa Bepshia Vesaifa Bainus is going to be Chayev, that you're certainly going to be Chayev. Ela Afilu Laman de Omar Potter, Hacha Yechayev, but here you're definitely going to be Chayev. My time the Amrinan Havla de Agma Katla. Since the Hevel, the heir of this Agam, is what ultimately killed the animal, there's going to be an aspect of Pshia even the Saif. So it's not really Tchilas of Pshia of Saifa Bainas, it's even Saifa Bepshia. Rava Mishmei de Rabba Omar, Putter, you're totally off the hook. And also, emphatically, Kol Dayana de Le Doin Ki Haidina, Lav Dina, who is not even considered a Dina if you don't agree with me. Loi mi Boyd Lamanda Omar Tchilas of Pshia, the Saifa Bainas is Putter de Putter. Elafil Lamanda Omar Chayev, Hacha Putter, here you're certainly going to be Putter. Why Taima? Because Amrina Malchamavis, Mali Hacha Mali Hassan. It was the animal's time to go. Doesn't matter where it's located. When it's time, it's time. And therefore, even though there's l'chayra, this aspect of pshia, it doesn't matter. It dropped dead, so therefore it is going to be putter. Umaydi abaya, the hadra lebeimara umesa, if the animal was taka given back and then died there after it was returned to putter, then you're certainly putter because my time at dehadra, so now he's absolved of his achrayas. But lekel memer havla da agma katla, you don't say that the bad airspace now somehow poisoned it and it's going to die later as a result of the yagam. Umaydi Rav, and Rav also agrees that kol hechad de igneva gonav v'agam, if let's say the animal is geganved and stolen while it's still in that agam, umesa kedarka beganav, it dies of natural causes while it's in the rishus of the ganav techayev, because my taima, di shavkas malachamavis, bebesa de ganva have kaima. And the reason why he's going to be chayev there, because even if the malachamavis would have been shavka, would have left the animal alone, still it would be by the ganav's home, still it would be in the rishus of the ganav, and therefore, as Rashi says, it's a vuda from the bailim, because it's bebe ganva, and therefore you're going to be chayev on the shaskaneva. On the topic of tchilas the Rif says that if you hold, you're going to be chayev for the Seif Ba'inus. That's even if the Ainus and the Pshia are not related. In other words, the Ainus is not a result of what happened al yedei the Pshia, but even if the two things have no shaykhs to each other, if it's Tchilas B'Pshia B'Seif Ba'inus, you're going to be chayev according to that sad. And Reb Reuven Gruzovsky explains, based on a Chakira of Pshia by Shimer, why is a Shimer that is Pshia, why is he chayev? Is he chayev because the Pshia opens him up to that ultimate hezek that happens later on, but it's the hezek that's mechayev him? Or maybe you can say, kind of a creative idea, that the pshia itself is what you're responsible for. Like, how dare you be pshia when you're watching my animal? You are therefore chayiv to pay me back the animal. Now, if the animal didn't get hurt in the end, you could be makayim your tashlumen by, well, here's your animal, so I can give it all back. But when the animal gets damaged and I can't give it back, really what's machayiv me is not the nezik, it's the pshia. That's really the problem. So kum tochayis, if the pshia is the problem, it doesn't matter that the einis has no shaychis to the pshia. It's because the pshia happened and you're responsible for the pshia. That's a geshmacher Reb Reuven to know. Okay, let's finish up for today. Omer le'abai l'rova, lidi dochta amrit malachamavis malihocha malihosim. It doesn't matter where the animal's located. It's just gonna die when the malachamavis takes it. So, sahayda oisle rabba bar mamal rabiyami, that which we asked before back on Amud Aleph, where we asked from our mission that we don't seem to say the svar of ein ritzoni shepik devi adacher, vishani le, and Rabbi Ami had answered, vishanosna le'abailam rishus lahashal, where the whole thing was given with permission, frektig marva le'ma le, let the bailam say malachamavis malihocha malihosim. In other words, even though the seicher shouldn't have lent the animal without permission, he still shouldn't be responsible, because he was going to die where he was going to die. So Amar Leh, Rava told Abaya, Lididchu demas nisai, according to you, that holds that Rabbi Yochanan is mechayev for any shomer shemasur l'shomer, because he could always tell the first shomer, ein ritzoni shepik doni bad acher. You can hear that Rav Abba would want to ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, and Rav Ami can say whatever he wants. But Lididi, but according to me, de amina, that I hold the first shomer is chayev, because at mehemen li b'shvua, v'haich le mehemen li b'shvua, that I don't want to trust the second shomer with his shvua, then lekalais v'klal. Then you can't ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah's case, the first shomer Kamer is making a Shvuah, in which case Rabbi Yochanan would takabi maskim that he'd be potter, which is an excellent place to stop, and we'll pick it up in Ritz Hashem from here tomorrow.